about the creek. Creek talk, talking about the creek. Creek talk, talking about the creek. Talking about Dawson's Creek.
Welcome back to Creek Talk. This is Steven.
And I'm Jamie.
And this week, we're recapping Season 6, Episode 12, All the Right Moves.
He got the moves like Jagger. He got the moves like Jagger.
You know what it reminded me of? In Scream, when Tatum is talking to Sydney on the phone and she goes, I run in all the right moves with Tom Cruise. If he pauses just right, you can see his penis.
Oh my God. That's what you were thinking of, and I just went to music.
I know. I kept hearing her voice in my head every time I said all the right moves.
Got the moves like Jagger.
I've never seen All the Right Moves though with Tom Cruise.
I've never even heard of it.
It's old, it's from the 80s. You wouldn't know anything about that.
I know 80s things. It's just not that 80s thing.
Oh, it's all right. I've never seen it either, so. All right, well, Jamie, what did you think of this episode? Did you like it, hate it, adore it, want to watch it again?
I liked it. But I did like it. I like that we got some movement on some things. I'm looking forward to the next episode, definitely. I just want to see. I can't remember, you know what I mean? Like, I cannot, for the life of me, exactly remember what else happens. So ready. I don't want to talk too much about it because we're going to talk about the episode and then I'm just going to get sidetracked. So
I know.
I liked it though. I did like it. And it was an easy episode to get through.
Yeah.
Like I was so, like in the beginning, you're like, oh, Audrey, you know, like I was a little teary eyed. That was so heartfelt. And then she couldn't say no.
Jamie, if I was any of them, I would have been like, yeah, I don't really want to be your friend anymore. Like, she was so nasty to all of them. And, like, I would be like, yeah, you're not on my friend list anymore. They all, like, run up to her and hug her like nothing happened. They're like, Audrey, it's all right. It's okay.
So,
sometimes you gotta cut toxic people out of your life, dude. Like, that's what it is. Like, she's a
toxic person. I get it, but at the same time, I'm torn on it because you have somebody who's clearly going through things, just like Jen. Jen recovered from the shit that she was going through and then became like their best friend. This girl has been in their life. She's been helping them since the beginning of last season. She's genuinely their friend, but she's going through something and she's having a hard time and she's ultimately fucking her life up because of it. So when she comes through and she's like, I had clarity, I'm not mad at them for like accepting her back or anything like that, but I do think that somebody should have turned around and pushed and said, you need help. Yeah. We can fix our relationships and that's fine, but we can't ignore the fact that there's a problem here. You need help.
Yeah.
And you know, she hasn't gotten that yet. She just had her moment of clarity, but she still is having problems, whatever her problems are that makes her want to resort to drugs and alcohol, where she's like, okay, whatever, sure, no, I'm getting better, I've never done this sober, okay, you know, just a little bit to take the edge off, and then she doesn't know when to stop, which is normal, you know, addict behavior. So she has a problem, she needs help. It's not that, you know, they accepted her, it's just somebody probably should have said you should seek help, and she hasn't gotten that yet. I'm also really annoyed at her bandmates because they see that she has a problem. And then you're literally at a concert surrounded by a bunch of partygoers.
Yeah.
And then they left her unattended until the show. And I don't think she should have been left unattended.
I had a thought about Emma in this episode with Audrey. So when we get to it, I'll explain it. But like, Okay. Nobody thought, like, she didn't think to call Joey, who she works with, and is like, hey, Audrey's on her way home. She's trash. So like, just be aware if you're home. Like, give her
a lot of things probably should have happened, and it didn't. With all of them, a lot of things didn't happen. I think the only one who did anything right was the moment Joey realized that she was passed out, not because she was sleeping, because she was under the influence, and then ran over to the phone to call the police. But other than that, I think there was a lot, like, So Jen's been through a lot of stuff. We already are aware of this from the beginning of the show. But I don't think her extent ever required her to go through rehab, correct?
No.
So Jen maybe like because when you look out on the outside, I feel like most people would probably look to Jen and be like, oh, wouldn't you have thought she would have wanted to do it because you had the most experience with the party life. But Jen's experiences were indeed different. So maybe she's just like, well, I got through it without needing to go. But she did have therapy though.
Yeah, she went to Frost.
She did have therapy though. Her therapy wasn't for alcohol or drugs. It was just her relationship with her family and why that turned her into whatever. It wasn't because she had that kind of a problem, but a different mental state. I don't know. But either way, it just bothers me. You mean to tell me that out of all of these people that are supposedly her friends, nobody said, okay, no, we appreciate you. We accept your apology, but you need help. You should seek help. Nobody, not one person said anything to her. Said,
No.
okay, no, it's fine, but we love you. And because we love you, we think that you should seek help. Let's take you to go get some help.
Not one.
Not one.
They were
Unless
like,
they're just thinking that because she had this epiphany in Maui
yeah.
one week, that she was just all of a sudden better and this isn't going to happen again. But that girl was far gone, man. She was on another level of universe there. I don't know.
They're
I don't
like,
know. I don't
I
know.
guess people who have epiphanies on beaches in Malibu are
I have seen people experience really crazy stuff and go through crazy stuff and come out the other side okay without needing like all of those things. And then I have seen people continuously destroy themselves even while going back and forth into rehab and still not getting better. So, like, I've
Yeah.
seen both sides of that coin.
Addiction
Maybe,
really is a disease. Like, it really is.
right. And I don't, I just feel like as a friend, I would have at least brought it up as a suggestion, even if I wasn't going to force you to do it. Just like, okay, like that's fine, but do you feel like this is a problem? Maybe we need to like check something out just so that you can get better, not just be like, oh, I'm fine. It's okay. I don't
Welcome.
know. I just feel like with somebody that's that sensitive, you know what I mean, that's clearly going through something, they probably shouldn't have been left alone in that kind of a situation. That's all I'm saying. Her
Yeah.
bandmates should not have left her alone, knowing that the last time she was left alone, she partied way too much and it screwed up the entire show. And you're telling me that you have this entire show that's a really big break for you, and this girl has a history of screwing it up. And now you're like, oh, well, that's fine. Things are better. You're great. We'll see you in a couple of hours when it's time to have our thing. And then you just fucking disappear.
Yeah. Yeah, like where weren't they should have been watching her.
Right, that's not somebody. Somebody should have at least been around her to keep her company. They left her alone. You left somebody who's going through something and keeps resorting to drugs and alcohol to get through their times alone. You left them alone, surrounded by a bunch of other partiers.
Yep.
Make it make sense. And I mean, like, if these are your bandmates, and this is the other thing that I'm a little bit like peeved about a little. Okay, so you've got this band, right? You spend a lot of time with them, practice. They all felt like strangers to me.
Well, two of them don't even speak, so
Right, they just look at each other with eyes, right? Like smiles and little eye movements or whatever. But I'm like, if you're practicing with these people all the time, wouldn't you think that they would become like you would become friends with these people, right? You'd become friends with them. So again, why was she excluded from the rest of the band to go do something else? Like nobody was there for her.
Well, you have to look at it the other side. Maybe Audrey didn't want to hang out with them. Maybe she wanted to go do what she wanted to do, and maybe Emma was like, "Hey, Audrey, why don't we go to lunch for whatever, or hang out for a couple of hours before our gig starts?" And she's just like, "Yeah, but there's that really cute guy that I want to go talk to," because Audrey's very much an independent person, but.
I guess I could see like maybe if that were the case, but then I feel like one of them should have just been like, okay, well, then if you're going, I'm gonna go with you. Like, you shouldn't be alone.
But Jamie, you can't blame her bandmates for her getting drunk.
I'm not blaming her, dude. She was more than drunk, but
Yeah, but it's not their fault.
I'm not blaming her bandmates. I just don't understand why she was left alone like that. All right, because again, it just comes down to you have this big break. It means a lot to you, and she has a history.
I totally get it. They should have been more aware of what she was doing, but
Yeah.
she's also an adult and she's going to do what she wants to do. But
I understand that too. It's just the entire thing bothers me. The entire thing, like, are these people are your friends and nobody mentioned maybe you should talk to somebody, or like at least mention it, not even say you should do it, but like, hey, we thought of this, something to show that you care, not just a pat on the back and it's okay, like, we love you, we missed you. I don't know. I don't know, maybe, I don't know. I don't know. It's just weird to me. It's just weird to me. Like, if you were getting shit faced all the time out of nowhere, right? And you, like, I don't know, ran somebody's vehicle into my house and then disappeared off the face of the earth for 2 weeks and then came back and you're like, I had an epiphany and I'm sorry. And I realized it's not you guys that were the problem. It was me and blah, 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 blah. And you gave me this whole spiel. I'd be like, you know, that's cool and thank you. And like, I loved you and I miss you and all of this stuff. But then I'd be like, now, I mean, have you thought about seeking some kind of assistance to see what's going on, to see why you're resorting to these choices that you're making?
And
Something.
I would reply back, I didn't come here to get interrogated.
It's
This
not an
isn't your
interrogation.
business.
At least I'm showing that I care, okay? Not just saying,
I understand.
oh Stephen, it's okay, Stephen. That's fine. Let's talk about this distraction over here and not talk about the elephant in the room so that when you fuck up again, we go, well, that's Stephen for you. Like, come on.
I understand where you're coming from with your concern, but right now I just need to worry about me and getting better. And
Exactly.
I don't need you telling me what to do and how to get better, okay?
Oh my God. So you would have taken what I
I
suggested and said that I was telling you to do something when I wasn't?
would have
Oh
been like,
boy. Oh boy.
you can mind your own business. Look, maybe I drove a car through your house, okay? Stuff like that happens, but don't start throwing
So
me into a rehab.
if that were the case, like say Audrey did come in and say one of them in the group member asked her and she responded like that after just saying like, you guys aren't the problem, I love you, I miss you, but by the way, mind your own fucking business. I'd be like, wow,
know.
okay, so you came here offering an apology and an explanation, and when we show our concern and love for you, you bite our heads off. This isn't gonna work. This friendship's not gonna
That's when
work.
you're like, oh, you are toxic. I can't be friends with you.
Yeah. That kind of response elicits a distancing from said person, because obviously what you just said to me was bullshit. So, okay.
Exactly. I don't want to get better. I want
Yeah.
to continue driving cars into houses.
I just wanted to apologize and tell you that I had an epiphany, but fuck that epiphany.
Oh my God, Audrey's the worst. I really did like her, and now I just don't like her.
Fuck
She's
fuck the epiphany. I just said it so you guys would feel bad for me and accept me
annoying.
again. But I'm just gonna fuck it up in 2 days anyways. It's okay.
She wasn't even really crying anyway. She was like fake crying.
Yeah,
Well, anyway, I enjoyed the episode as well. I thought it was easy to watch, and there was some good stuff in it, especially with Joey and Eddie. But we
I
will
told you I
grant.
remembered a house. There was like a house and they were on a porch. I don't remember what they said or what they did, but there was a
I
house.
have a vague memory of this scene, of that scene too, of her going to that house. Wait, what
Yeah.
cracks me up is that they're like, so what's he gonna do? Rot in Worcester? And then they go to his house and he's got like the nicest house ever. I was like,
It's his
rot?
parents' house, yeah.
Yeah, but like it wasn't a bad house. It looked like a nice house. Is Worcester known to
No.
be like this dump? Like, I don't
I
know.
don't know. He bothers me a lot because he
He
puts
bothers me
himself
too.
out there like I'm poor and like my entire life is crap and like we're on two different things. When his it appears, and we don't know everything, but his childhood 10 times better than Joey's childhood.
Yeah. He grew up in an actual house with a front porch. She didn't.
This isn't about circumstances. This is about who you are as a person and how much you want something and what it takes to get that something. Joey busted her ass off for her to be able to go to college. And if it wasn't for her friends, she still wouldn't have been able to go because financially wouldn't have made up the difference for what was owed. If it wasn't for Dawson, she'd still be at the B&B.
Yeah.
So it's just He gives up way too easily.
Yeah,
Way
Eddie's
too
all
easily.
talk. Eddie's all talk, and he doesn't do what he tells other
No.
people to do. He doesn't live by his own words at all.
No, and I get it. It is hard to practice what you preach, but he is a big chicken. He's he ran away from Joey when it got too serious, and he's using the excuse you're going in a different direction than I was like the same fucking it's like Pacey all over again.
Yeah, it reminded me of that
And
too.
it's like, but wouldn't you want to do better for yourself? Don't worry about me and where I'm going. What I mean is for you. If you are so have that mindset where you're like, I'm a loser, I'm nobody, I'm never going anywhere, I'm not amounting to anything, I couldn't get in college, I couldn't do this. Why are we so focused on this when you could just be working harder to reach your goals? Or maybe your goal, maybe there's something else, maybe there's another route or an avenue that you haven't figured out yet to get you to your goal besides the obvious path that isn't meant for you. And Joey even comes up to him and is like, listen, here's another path. Oh, I can't afford it. But there are options. There's financial aid.
And he
There's right. There's
gives
other.
up so fast. He gives
He
up
does.
so fast.
Instead of he must not want it bad enough because people who want something bad enough, they will do the research. They will find a way.
Yeah.
They will find a way. They will ask people, they'll ask the right questions, they'll ask the wrong questions. The thing is, they're going to find a way.
Jamie, I want our podcast to succeed so well, like so much. I slept with a BetterHelp representative because I was trying to get a sponsorship from them. I'm still waiting to hear back from them, but hopefully we'll get it. I'm doing everything that I have to do.
I thought you were serious until you said you
I know.
slept with a better health representative, and I'm like, what? Lies.
Watched your face. You were like, what?
I call it bullshit.
They're
Oh my
top
God. But
sponsors.
I just mean like I feel like it's a complete cop out because it's like it's diminishing the work that Joey put in. You know what I mean? Like hi again, he never tried to get to know her or her past to know that she actually came up from a worse situation than you and still got to where she is because she busted her ass and she made friends and didn't have these prejudices against everybody else around her. I mean, she's tough. You know what I mean? Like she had an attitude towards new people, but she's gotten through that and worked through it and worked on herself in order to make these relationships and have these friends. You know what I mean? That also helped her because they were true friends.
Eddie
But
really
this guy,
doesn't know
he's like, he
anybody.
puts himself in like a bubble, builds a bunch of walls, puts himself down all the time. Like he's hurting his own ego. Why?
He really is like,
And then just to turn around and be like, I love you.
oh, because that was another cop out, that whole thing.
And then he's like, I left for you. I left because, you know, you deserve better and I did you a favor. And she's like, she called him right out on that too. She's like, no, you left for you,
Yeah,
not for me.
that
You left
bothered me.
for you.
That bothered me so much. I hate when people turn it around and act like they did something for you when they were being just fucking selfish. It had nothing to do with me, it had everything to do with you. You're an
He
asshole.
literally was like, I couldn't afford my electricity bill because I couldn't get a job. And so I had to leave and I did it for, I left and didn't tell you. So you freaked out. But I did it for you because I'm nobody and you're going somewhere. But, you know, it was better for me to just disappear. Not even to say, hey, I'm alive, but I had to leave. You know, don't think that I just died or disappeared or like the friggin', what did they call it? Was it like the Irish mafia or what the hell did she say? What did Harley say?
No, jewel thieves or something. He got like,
Yeah, that's right. It was like random jewel thieves or something just like up and left and took his shit. I don't know. It's just weird. Oh, he's a coward. Coward. He's
yeah,
a coward.
with a
He's
red
a
vest.
coward in a vest. He's a coward in a bright red vest and like plaid
I
button-up.
love that we're on the same page. We literally said the same thing twice.
Ain't nobody got time for cowards, okay? Ain't nobody got time for cowards.
Not at all. The cowardly lion.
At least the cowardly lion became brave in the end.
Yeah, and he had a ribbon in his hair. Remember
Yeah.
that? All right. Well, before we get into the episode, Jamie, let's do a quick spontaneous catch up. What's going on with you? Anything new and exciting? Did you do anything fun over the weekend? Did you brush your hair?
Am I not normally?
I think I'm a little tired
I know. Did I do anything over the weekend? I'm thinking a little bit of grocery shopping. No, same stuff. Nothing new. Literally nothing new besides our reviews got done this week and work.
Yeah, I feel like my weeks are exactly like the same thing every week. But we had Michael again, because he lives here on the weekends now. I'm admitting it. He lives here on the weekends now.
As long as you're admitting it to yourself, that's the first step, Stephen.
Yep.
Acceptance.
First step is admitting. And we went to a couple of stores. It was so nice out on Saturday, and it was St. Patrick's Day weekend.
I
And
heard snow was supposed to be coming to you guys soon, though.
snow? I didn't even hear that. It's supposed to snow? Oh
I
my God.
got like a, hold on, I'm gonna look this up really quick. I got like
Like
a
a snow.
notification for the East Coast. Give me a second. This one. Oh my God, it's 72 degrees outside here. It's 42 over in Jersey.
It's going to be 40 degrees at 8 p.m. Right now it's 42 degrees.
Okay, so there's March 17th. It looks like rain and snow.
March 17th is over.
Okay, that was yesterday. No, a couple of days ago. Oh, maybe it's just a bunch of rain that if the temperature drops
Yeah, I
and it's
see
warm,
rain.
then it might snow. Yeah. It's a
Rain
cold front, it
coming.
looks like.
Rain expected Friday overnight. That's what it says here.
Yeah, it looks like there's a cold front that's coming through. And if it drops, if the temperature drops anymore, it might snow. That's probably what it was.
Well, it was really, really nice out on Saturday, and Sunday it was kind of gloomy, but the rest of the week it's been really cold. It was chilly today. I ran out to the store right after work, real quick, and yeah, it was cold.
Can you see that? That's the temperature outside right now. It's 79 degrees here.
I couldn't live in that all year round. I couldn't. I'd be so uncomfortable.
It's so nice outside.
But we took Michael to a couple of stores, and we did Target, Five Below, and where else did we go? We went to another store too. Oh, we went to Aldi's. We just did some grocery shopping. But then we had leftovers for dinner. Like Justin had ordered Chinese like the night before. And we had pizza from like 2 days before, and we just heated everything up and just had like this big like smorgasbord of food. But yeah, it was like a very calm weekend. And then Sunday I finished up watching The Traitors UK, which I was very happy. I finally got to finish it. And I edited, and Justin took the baby home, and then he came home and made ham and cabbage. And I ate some cabbage and shit my brains out.
You shit your brains out for cabbage.
Yeah, I ate some cabbage and the next day I couldn't stop pooping. So I think it's like a diuretic or something. I don't know.
Well, maybe.
That was my weekend. I didn't do anything exciting.
I did watch Wonka. There we go.
Oh, did you like it?
It was cute. I did get bored a couple of times. I started getting distracted, and then I had to
Same.
focus on it again.
Yeah, I did the same thing. Did you like the song in it?
The songs were good. I didn't mind the songs. It was like kind of, it was like a sweet ending. It was cute. I'm like, who is this girl? We don't know anything about this girl. And then I'm like, oh, no wonder why we don't know anything about this girl. Wonka sent her off. He said, go home. Here's your mom. I'm very confused by that, by the way. Was she stolen from her mother? Because
I
it
didn't
looked like she was
understand it either.
abandoned. They
I
said in the
didn't.
beginning she was an orphan. She was orphaned and they so graciously took her in.
I didn't get any of it, of that part.
But then all of a sudden
Excuse
he's
me.
like, we found your mom and she's at the library and she wants to see you. And I'm like, but was she orphaned or was she stolen? And now I'm wondering if they stole her because those people were not good people.
Probably. I don't know. I have to rewatch it.
And then because they had the chief or whatever of police on their payroll, he was like, oh, she's just missing. I don't know. I don't know. It's not going to be a problem. She's fine.
I like that he kept getting fat through the episode or through
Yeah, he
the
did. He just got fatter and fatter and fatter, which was really funny.
I know. I was like, did you notice he keeps getting weight? And Justin's like, what? I was like, he was really thin in the other scene. Now he's fat because he keeps eating chocolate.
I said the same thing. I'm like, is it, was he always that fat? And
I
Chris is
know.
like, no, he keeps eating chocolate. And I'm like, okay.
That was funny.
Oh, okay. And then I watched something else, and I can't remember what it was. But
Well, wait, before you go into that thought, I like Timothée Chalamet, however you say his
the
name.
boy who played Wonka,
Yeah.
because he's in Dune too.
Yeah, he's in everything, I feel like. And
No, yeah, because he's
I've
like
not
28 years old. The kid looks like he's 12, like 20.
Yeah, he looks so young.
Yeah.
I don't not like him as an actor. I think he's like funny. I think he does a really good job. Justin like loves him. I think that's why I don't like him that much.
Oh.
But I think he's a really good actor, but he's so skinny. I can't stand
That's
it.
probably why I feel like he's younger than he is, because he's so thin. It's like, did puberty hit you yet? When is your metabolism slowing down, sir? Because god damn, am I jealous. No.
All right, well, Jamie, why don't we get into this episode?
Yeah, we probably should.
Right. This week we are recapping season 6, episode 12, All the Right Moves. Aired January 22nd, 2003, written by Maggie Friedman and directed by Arlene Sanford. All right, so we open at Hell's Kitchen and we see the whole gang there minus Dawson. They're all hanging out, having soda. Fries and burgers. And Jen got a haircut. Jen cut
She
her hair
did.
really short. She showed off her new hair, even though this is the only scene she's in.
I know. There was a lot going on, though.
And who walks in to Hell's Kitchen but Audrey Liddell? She comes in with her towel between her legs, and she comes up and she's like, I messed up, and I'm really sorry for my insane behavior these last few months, and for causing any pain and worry, and for pushing you away when you were just trying to be friends, even though I was such a major bitch to all of you. And she says, I had like one horrible night in Malibu when I went back home, and I was on a party on a beach with a bunch of strangers, and the sun was coming up, and I was just drunk off of my ass. And she goes, I was looking around thinking, maybe the problem isn't Joey or Pacey or Jen and CJ or Jack or Dawson. I'm like, Jack or Dawson, what the fuck did they ever do to you? She's like, maybe it's just me. So she's like, I don't expect you all to forgive me right away, but I realized that I messed up. And if you like just wanted to call me sometime and just, say hi, that'd be really cool. Because I love you and I miss you, and I'm just really sorry. Crocodile tears. And then she starts to walk away and like she's ready to leave. And then Joey's like, Audrey, come back. So then they all follow Joey to Audrey and they all hug her and they're like, it's okay. All is forgiven, Audrey. You're our friend again. Don't worry about it. And then we get the opening credits.
I mean, like, do you think it would be too much for one of them to like ask if she was going to seek help?
No, I don't. I do think like I if anybody were to do it, it would have been Joey, I feel like.
Right. At least her roommate, who probably knew her the best,
Yeah.
or Jen,
Or
who's
Jen.
also been through some shit and is like, hey, listen, no pressure, but if you're going through something, have you thought about talking to somebody? You know what I mean? Or
It's
something.
funny. She's got a close connection with all of them. Like she dated
In
Pacey.
their own way, yeah.
She's got this
Yeah.
relationship with Jen. She's Joey and her are roommates, like it is funny that none of them were like, hey, we think you got a problem, Audrey. Like, maybe you need to go get some help, professional help.
Something.
But it's all for the sake of a TV show because it's not real.
We
So,
need to build up that drama, build them up just to knock them down.
yeah, she had to get one last, hurrah out before she goes to rehab, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, so We are, I guess it's the next day. We're with Emma and Joey at Hell's Kitchen again, and Emma is having a fantasy about fucking the new bartender in the back alley against the brick wall. Because she's just
Hell of a
staring at him.
fantasy.
You know, she's like,
Oh.
I really want to get fucked by the bartender. And he's like, the bartender's just like, doing bartender stuff. I don't know. He was a pretty cute guy. He doesn't say anything, but I mean, I'd have a fantasy about him. So, Joey comes over and she's like, oh, interesting, because to me, it's totally the pool table. And I was like, Joey Potter? Joey Potter? Like, Joey could even have like any kind of like sexual fantasy.
No. I mean, we've never heard Joey ever really speak about this kind of stuff before. So she's still kind of like innocent to us in some kind of way, I guess.
Yeah, so Joey's like, I'm not above the occasional random sexual fantasy that helped the otherwise glacial paced workday. Don't let the prim exterior fool you. Underneath it all, I'm less prim. She's so ridiculous. So Emma's like, oh, speaking of bartenders, have you heard from Eddie? He never cleared out his locker. Joey's like, well, why would I know where he is? I don't even know who that guy is. She's like, I thought you two were together. She's like, please, we were barely even a thing. It was tiny, it was little, it was practically nothing. It was over before it even started. She's like, oh, great. Can you clean out his locker? Because I gotta go to my band practice. Gotta cut out early. Bye. So Joey's like, yeah, sure. So Emma leaves. We cut to Rich Rinaldi having a meeting with Pacey and all the bras about some company named Stepatech Industries and how they need to start, or what was it? Their Stepatech is happy with how they're selling their stock or something. I don't fucking
I
know.
guess. I don't know. Listen, I don't know stocks like
Stocks
that.
involved.
But the fact that he and his boss just aren't getting along, and now all of a sudden,
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, this just sounds fishy, especially when he was like, and your name's going to be on all the documents.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
And you're about to make a lot of money. Dude,
Yeah,
they're setting your ass up for something.
yes,
I
they're
don't know.
setting him up. I thought the same thing. So basically, Rich invites Pacey to this party hosted by the head of Stepatech Industries
Yeah.
named Ray. I don't know what his name was. It's not even that important.
Yeah, no, it's not. I don't remember either.
But he's like, before we go, I just need to make sure that you're a team player, Pacey, because you caught out of work. Like, you caught out sick of from work. And you've been giving me shit lately. So I need to make sure we're on the same page here. And Pacey's like, yeah, I'm 100% committed to this job, and I'm just honored that you asked me to go. So he's gonna go to this party at this guy's house, who's like a millionaire, apparently.
Right. It just sounds so weird. I don't know. I don't know. They said, let's just take one of them. Who's your most promising dude? Let's destroy his career.
Yeah, they were like, he's the top seller or something. Like, Pace, you're my top guy. And he's like, really?
Right.
Audrey goes to see Emma at her apartment, and she walks up to the door, and there's this line of women outside the apartment. So Emma answers, and Audrey's like, what's with all the Courtney Love wannabes? It's like an Audrey convention out there. I was like, duh, Audrey, they're replacing you, dummy.
I mean, that was kind of obvious considering everything. I don't know.
I know. Like, how did Audrey think that she was just going to be back in the band? Like
I don't know.
she fucked up their gig. She just left town, which is what Emma says.
Yeah.
So Emma's like, Audrey, you mucked all this up, which is why we have to replace you. And we've got a gig at the Bent Elbow, and we're opening up for an opening act.
I've
So
heard of the bent elbow before, I feel like. I feel like
never heard of it.
that's like a real. I'm gonna look this up. Hold on.
I feel like it's not real. Audrey's like, the Bent Elbow, that place is like iconic, iconically famous.
Okay, so there's a bent elbow hotel in Colorado, and
Oh.
then there's a restaurant called the bent elbow. It's a bar. But this one looks like it might be in Ontario.
Oh,
Kitchener? No,
not in Boston.
that's in Canada.
I'm gonna name my first child the bent elbow.
Yes, that's it though.
The bent elbow. So it's like a pretty big deal that they got this gig at the bent elbow. So Audrey apologizes and she uses her like story. Her, I had clarity on a beach in Malibu and I promise I'm gonna be good. And I promise I won't muck it up, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, let's take a silent vote. Should we take Audrey back? And Emma looks at the two silent girls in the band and they sort of just look at her like, they just nod and they
Yeah.
smile. And Audrey's like, or Emma's like, fine, you're back in the band. And Audrey's like, oh, I'm so excited that she like falls over the couch and everybody starts laughing and giggling, like good old times again.
I understand why, because when they were doing their like practice session on stage, they sounded amazing. It made me want to go back and dig out my CDs and listen to my old like my girl rock, you know what I mean? Like bring up the Donnas and friggin' what the hell was the name of the other one? It started with an L.
I don't know.
Not bad, I mean. What else is new?
What did they sing?
Can't remember right now. I listened to two of them. There was the Donnas, and then there was this other one, and they were blonde, and I really liked them, but I can't remember. Their name. Oh, cranberries are in here.
Right, you're getting distracted.
I feel like they weren't as popular. They were rock, but they were like pop rock, maybe.
Whole garbage.
Okay. My CDs are in my car. Maybe later, if I feel like it, I'll go get them and look. Because I have the CD. I just.
Lady Marmalade.
No. Maybe it was like pop rock.
The Spice Girls. And
No, pop rock.
it was all girl band.
There's a rock band, yeah. It's none of these. Oh my God, what the hell is their name? I can't remember anything right now. But I'll figure it out later. I don't know.
Indigo Girls,
No.
Farouk Assault,
No.
Egan and Sarah,
No.
Tattoo, Luscious
No.
Jackson,
No.
Evanescence.
I love how you're looking too.
Because I want to keep moving. You're the one who's stuck on this.
It's fine. We can keep looking.
Your ADHD is taking control.
Ah! Let's keep moving. I put the device down. It's not important.
Oh my God. Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah, she was in a rock band.
She was a judge on American Idol, so. All right, so we're back at Hell's Kitchen. We see Joey cleaning out Eddie's locker, and she finds a manuscript and a rejection letter from a publishing house. And
Did you think when she was emptying the locker and she pulled out the flannel that she was going to sniff it before it made its way into the trash? Because I half expected her to sniff it.
No, I didn't even notice that, to be honest with you.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I didn't notice the flannel.
Well,
It
it was
probably
like one of the first things she pulled out.
Oh, BO and Eddie looks like a smoker, so BO and cigarette smoke. That's my Eddie. And beer, because he's a bartender. So we see that it says Greetings from Worcester. So it's a bunch of short stories that Eddie wrote.
That's almost as worse as Worcestershire sauce.
Well, Worcester is spelled Worcester. So I keep calling it Worcester.
Worcester.
Yeah.
Worcester.
So I'm like, is Worcester sauce from there? You want to Google
I can't
it?
even say it. No, I'm not Googling it. I don't care. I don't like the stuff. So it doesn't matter. Worcestershire sauce.
I
It
like
probably
it.
comes from Worcestershire, which I think is in the UK.
I hate when people
Don't
call
quote me
that.
on that. I don't know.
I hate when people make up names for Worcester sauce.
Worshire.
Worcestershire sauce. I hate when people make
Because
up.
it's how it looks. Worshire. That's how it's spelled.
They're like wash your mama's ass sauce, wash or like W sauce. That's so stupid. I hate that, and I hate when they go measure with your heart. No, I'm not gonna measure with my heart. That's stupid. That's such a dumb saying. And if it's not enough garlic, keep adding more. It's just stupid. I
So
watched.
it is in England.
Oh,
It is a place, not here.
I watch too much food TikTok, I think.
Probably. It's probably going to your head.
So, of course, Joey's going to keep this manuscript because she's going to read it and see how good Eddie is as a writer.
Curiosity.
Yeah.
And hey, a mystery address and phone number.
I know. Conveniently. So we cut to Hell's Bells rehearsing their gig. Audrey singing, and she sounds great. We see this other.
She sounded amazing.
Yeah, she sounded really good. And I don't know what song she was singing, but it was a real song.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I don't think it was like a made up song.
I don't know, but she sounded great, and it made me want to go dig out these band CDs and stuff that I haven't, listened to in 100 years.
We keep seeing this other band that's waiting and like they're watching her or watching their rehearsal, and they all have like the worst haircuts ever. Like terrible haircuts. And there's a guy they keep cutting to, and like I was like, oh, he's gonna talk to Audrey. So they finish, everybody claps, and the guy who they keep cutting to, he goes over and talks to Audrey while she's like off stage, and he's like, what are you into? She's like, nothing. I'm sober these days. And he's like, oh, well, if you want to, we can go out for a good time after the gig. He's like, I'm the lead singer from Satan's Tampon. Have you heard from me? And she's like, I don't think I have. Satan's Tampon. Like, what kind of name is that?
I just don't even. And that's anybody that I would want to hang out with. That's what they call their band. Fucking weird.
No, he was a creep. They all looked like creeps. But I guess that was the scene back then. I don't know. I wasn't into that scene. So now we cut to Joey. She's in her dorm with Harley, and she's teaching her algebra, I think. I don't know. She's like, this is the formula, Harley, A plus B plus C. I was like, of course, Joey knows fucking algebra. Like, I took algebra like so many times in high school because I was so bad at math. I was like, of course, because Joey, the overachiever over here. And Harley's like, I'm never gonna get it. It's fine. Like, I give up. She's like, Harley, it's a very simple formula. And she's like, without formula, I can kiss my lily white ass. I was like, what is she talking about? Was so weird.
So her phrase is from something.
What, lily white ass?
Yeah, it's from a song.
I've heard
Is
people
it
say it
Offspring?
before.
It might have been Offspring.
Lily White Ass.
Hold on. I'm having memories. Let me I have to cycle through them. And you
thinking.
can kiss my lily ass. Yeah, you gotta keep them separated. Yeah, so
Oh,
like it's a known phrase. I don't know.
yeah. Yeah, it's like I've heard that before. So Joey's like, all right, well, let's just take a break for now. And Harley's like, how have you been holding up? Joey's like, holding up? Like, what are you talking about? So Harley wants to be this like confidant for Joey. And
She's come a long way.
Joey's like, I appreciate the offer, but there's nothing to talk about here. And Harley's like, the boy disappeared with no explanation. He broke your heart. You're dying inside wanting to know what happens. And Joey's like, thanks for the recap, Harley. So she's like, I may be some 15-year-old idiot, but I'm also your friend. She's like, I understand the situation better than you're giving me credit for. And Joey says, oh, you're my friend? And Harley says, yeah, aren't we? And Joey goes, yeah, I guess we are.
I guess so. Or why not? Sure.
That much older than her. So it would almost be like Harley was a sophomore and Joey was like a senior, kind of.
It was really funny that I really kind of wanted them to say Like what I wanted Joey's response to be, like when she was like, "Come on, I want to know what happened." Like I could have sworn, you know, whatever she was saying, she's like, "What is my life a drama to you?" That would have been really
Oh.
funny. That would have been a really funny play on the entire situation, don't you think?
Yeah, that would have been funny.
You want to know everything? What is my life a drama to you? And she kind of turns it into a drama when she goes to his house and is like, oh, Joey's pregnant.
Oh
You
my
need to come
God.
back.
That was just like that season one episode, remember when Joey pretended to be pregnant with that guy who picked her up walking home or walking
Oh,
away?
yeah. And then when she later had a pregnancy scare that Pacey still knows nothing about.
Right. So Harley's like, how's the search going? And Joey's like, the search? She's like, what am I supposed to do? Hire a private detective to find some guy I dated for 2 months who obviously never wants to see me again? And Harley's like, how do you know? Maybe he has amnesia or he got kidnapped. The point is, you have to be your own detective. This is how Harley showed that she's so immature. Because she's like, maybe he got bonked on the head by kidnappers.
The point is, you don't know, and you're never gonna be able to move on from it. And I mean, maybe, but I mean, I don't know.
Don't know. I think I would. I'd be like, whatever. He didn't want to be with me. I mean, I would have loved to know why, but like at the same time, if that was his choice that he didn't want to be with me anymore and he just left, like, who am I to like be like stalking him at his house? I'd be like, fine, you don't want to be with me.
I know. I
What do you want
mean,
me
as
to do
long as
about
you
it?
know.
Force you?
As long as you know he's alive, if that is what you want to do and then you want to be the coward, then you're right. This relationship would never work.
No, I
Bye.
mean, I wouldn't want to get back together with him.
No.
Joey's like, well, I did find his manuscript and there was a phone number and an address on it. And Harley's like all about this now. So Joey's like, well, don't you think it's a little desperate and pathetic to just call up and ask? And Harley's like, no, it's romantic and heartfelt. So then Joey decides to call and ring, ring. Guess who answers the phone? It's Eddie. Eddie Dolling
At
outside
least you know,
the
I mean, that
car.
should have been enough. He's alive. He has access to a phone. He didn't want to call you and he picked up and left. That would have been enough for me.
Yeah. She chickens out and she hangs up. So. You're right, that is enough. That's all she needed to know. Oh, okay, he's alive. I can move forward and maybe, you know, fuck one of my old boyfriends that I had in high school again. So we cut to the party that Pacey's at, and Rich introduces them to someone important, but I have no idea who that was. And then he leaves Pacey because he has to go like, you know, network. So then Pacey's like walking around, he sees an attractive woman with long dark hair, and she like
Pretty.
very she's very pretty. You know, I didn't even see what this actress's name is, and I always look up these people, but she looks so familiar too. I feel like I saw her on something recently. Let me find out what her name was. She's very, very pretty. I'm sure he's gonna fuck her brains out in like the next episode or something.
I don't remember.
Her name is Sarah Sahi. And she's listed as Mystery Girl. What else was she in? Oh, that's where I know her from. I knew it. She was in a movie called Red, White, and Royal Blue on Prime. Oh God, she's been in everything.
Never heard of her.
Definitely recognized her. Okay. Yeah, check her out. She's been in everything. She's still acting. So yeah, she comes up to Pacey and she's like, pretend we're having a conversation so that this 98-year-old creep will stop grabbing my ass. And she like wants to pretend they're talking, and he's like, hi. She's like, that's it. Hi. And he goes, hi, I'm Pacey Witter. And then she like goes, oh, well, so you're Pacey Witter. And he's like, you've heard of me? And she's like, your reputation precedes you. And she's like, I heard you're quite the up-and-coming young talent, a real boy wonder. And she's like, why this? Why the market? A smart kid like you could be in college. Is it because of the money? He's like, no. And he goes, that's a lie. In the beginning, it was the money. Then it became the thrill of the hunt, the adrenaline. And now I guess it's a combination of both. He's like, well, what do you do? And she takes a glass of champagne and she like leaves. She like walks away and he goes, that's it? I don't even get your name. And she's
Yeah,
like,
she's like, oh, the creeper, the old creepy guy is gone, or something like that.
yeah.
Yeah, it was a nice setup, lady. Way to
Yeah.
get an introduction.
I didn't think it was real. The 98-year-old guy, I think it was her way of trying to go talk to him.
Yeah, I remember something being weird with her. I just couldn't remember. Is she a reporter? Something's going on, something shady. I'm glad she gave him a tip. Let's see if he follows it. Don't do it, Peyton. It's a trap.
I felt like she was trying to warn him too.
Yeah, no, she definitely was, especially at the end.
So we cut to Joey at the bar reading Eddie's stories, because where else would she read them? Oh, you know what else I noticed? The song that they played in this episode was in another episode that I think it was the last season, where she's like, the lyrics are like, white is white and black is black.
That song again? I didn't even notice. Didn't even notice.
I remember we were like looking it up. I was like, this is the worst song ever. So Hudson comes in and he's like, where is she? Where's Hardly? And Joey's like, I don't know where she's at. And he's like yelling throughout the bar looking for her. And he's like, get out of here now before I, kick your ass into oblivion. And she's like, she's not here, Hudson. Like, you look like a fucking maniac. And he's like, Hardly cut again. It's the fourth time this month. And Joey's like, great, she's really not here, so you can please leave. You're embarrassing yourself. And he's like, well, I'm worried now. He's like, do you think she's okay? She's like, where is this coming from? It's like, what? Where is it? He's concerned about his daughter, Joey. Like, what are you talking about?
I know, honestly, her reaction was so blasé and calm. I would have been like, she's missing. Are you serious? She's not here, but where was she last? What was the last thing you remember? Like,
Think 'cause she just doesn't care that much.
she should care about her friend, but I guess she's just like, she's fine. Wherever she is, she's fine.
Yeah,
Like, I've been hanging out with him for a while.
I think she knows Harley can take care of herself.
Right.
So he's like, I'm beginning to realize that my little muffin might just be a juvenile delinquent. She's
Your
like,
little muffin isn't a little muffin anymore, and I feel like dads have the hardest time with this as their daughters get older.
yeah.
They just really have a hard time realizing their kids are not babies anymore. I don't have much room to speak. I don't have any children of my own. This could be on the moms too. Parents out there listening, can you tell us? Because we are not parents. You know what I
I'm
mean?
not a parent, but as how moms are like, I'm a boy mom, I'm a girl mom, which I think is so stupid. I'm a boy mom. Being the uncle to a girl, Adriana, knowing like when she went into kindergarten, I like cried because I was like, oh, she's like getting older. This is it. And seeing her now, like she's like looking like older and mature. I get so sad because I'm like, she's not a baby anymore. Like, I can't
Yeah.
do these funny things with her anymore. She's like too serious.
But I feel like some people,
Yes.
they recognize it, but they don't at the same time. Do you ever like live with somebody and you see them every single day, so you
Yeah.
don't notice them getting bigger or changing or growing or anything until one day you like, I feel like people, when you see something every single day, you don't notice it.
Yeah.
Unless you like, but like, for example, if you haven't seen somebody in a while and you go back and you see them, like, oh my God, you've changed so much. And you're like, really? I see myself every day. I look the same. Like, I feel like you have that. Like, I feel like that's like a thing. I mean, at some point, there's recognition because as a parent, you have to go and you have to buy them the clothes when they get older because they don't fit any other things and they're eating more than they were, or they're eating different things, or the attitudes start coming out. And next thing you know, they've got their periods and they're jerking off in their closets. Like, I don't know. So, like, there's obviously indicators that your babies aren't babies anymore. But, like, I mean, at some point, I feel like every parent obviously probably goes through it. Like, I have to ask my mom, like, when was it when you were like, I feel like sometimes my dad might even forget that I'm in my 30s.
Yeah, I don't think my dad realizes that we're grown up sometimes. I don't think
Yeah.
he like I don't know. I think he it's just his mentality. And I'm like, Dad, I'm a grown man. Like so Joey's like, she's not a juvenile delinquent. She talks a good game, but it's all just a front. And he's like, yeah, but she's still missing. And then in walks Harley and she goes, oh, hey, Daddy. And he's like, where have you been? She's like, oh, I had an errand to run in Worcester. She looks at Joey, and then we see Eddie walk in the bar. Eddie's there. He came back.
Oh, Eddie walking in, all like, I gotta be here.
Yeah, he says hi to Joey, but Joey doesn't say anything.
No, I would have ignored his ass too.
Yep, she did the right thing.
Bye. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I ignoring you? Wonder why.
Bye,
Bye.
loser. So now we see
Why are you
Audrey.
breathing the same air as me?
How dare
Don't.
you?
How dare you breathe the same air as me? You can leave. Bye. You're no well. I'm not serving you.
She can't. She's underage. Duh.
She can still serve him food and soda.
No, that's true.
Root beer
So,
floats.
oh yeah, the fucking root beer floats. So now we see Audrey. She's in someone's tour bus, and they're in this really tight space, and everyone's like drinking and smoking. It was so gross.
I mean, yeah,
And
that's a tour bust.
the smoking drove me nuts. They were all literally smoking. And the guy that she was talking to earlier, he's like, "Are you nervous?" She's like, "No." She's like, "Well, that's a lie. I've never done this sober." And then he offers her like a drink, and she's like, "I quit. I'm reassessing my life," or something. And she asks the guy, she finally gives in because like somebody's passing a bottle of like Jack Daniels or something.
He doesn't even pressure. He just says, okay, and then passes the bottle to the guy next to her, and she's just sitting there. And then she just looks over to the dude and was like, can I get a sip of that? And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, oh, well, do you want one of these?
Yeah.
And she's like, sure. And then she just eats that with more alcohol. I'm like, what happened to being clean and sober and making good life choices? I don't know.
Not Audrey. She's just like, "Yeah, sure. I'm gonna ruin this night for this band that took me back."
Yeah.
So Eddie asks Joey if she could stop ignoring him so they could talk, and Hetson comes up with a paper napkin bib. And he's like, "The deep fried wings were delicious, but we need more root beers." And she's
He's growing on me a little bit. I don't know about you.
like, I didn't mind him towards like the end of the episode, but normally I can't stand him. He's like,
I didn't mind him like at all. And
this
I think
episode.
maybe because we got to see like a human side of him, he was freaking out over his missing daughter.
So yeah, she's like, "Thank the bartender," or "Ask the bartender." And Hetson thanks Eddie for driving Harley back, but he goes, "The next time my daughter visits you in the gutter, shut the door, slither off, and stay the hell away from her."
He just laughs at him. He's like, whatever, man.
He's like, "Yeah, I didn't even ask for your daughter to come find me." So Eddie's like to Joey, "So that's it? You're just not going to talk to me?" And she's like, "If you have something to say, go ahead." And he goes, "Fine. I'm here because I know, and I want to help you deal with this. This is my problem too." And she's like, "What?" And he goes, "Harley told me about the whole pregnancy thing." And she goes, "Oh, you mean the whole fake pregnancy thing that she made up to lure you here under false pretenses?" And he goes, "Oh, thank God." And she says, "Even if I was, I wouldn't tell Harley." "Harley, I'm pregnant. I have to find Eddie. You're my new best friend." That was funny. "Even if I was pregnant, do you think I'd tell Harley?"
I know, right?
Eddie's such a dummy.
We only did it that one time.
Yeah, right? Oh, no, I guess I did it more than that.
All right, one day. They had a couple hours.
Trying to think. They did it
Yeah.
that the first time, and then when Christmas came, they were doing it all the time. Because she was like, "You're not having sex for me anymore." Remember?
Oh, yeah. All
I
right.
threatened him.
Fine.
So then he sees his manuscript on the bar and he's like, Is this what I think it is?" And she goes, "Yeah, one of the many non-valuables you left behind for someone else to clean up." And he goes, "Oh, so I leave you behind and you send your little minion to come after me and trick me back?" And she says, "If you didn't want to be found, maybe you should have covered your tracks better, you fucking idiot."
For real, I love Joey. I really do, and I love how
Do too.
sassy she is with him. Like, give that to him because he deserves it.
Yeah. I did laugh at that line, though. "Maybe you should cover your tracks better, you fucking moron." And he goes, "Wait a minute. Did you call my house yesterday and hang up?" And she's like, "No. No, was it me? No." And he goes, "It makes sense. You're obviously pissed off by the way things ended between us." And she goes, "Well, that's where you're wrong."
This is where I love her the most. Yeah.
She goes, "Well, that's where you're wrong, because things never actually ended between us, Eddie. You just upped and moved to Worcester for no apparent reason without even informing me. That's not really an ending now, is it?" She goes, "I don't care. Now that I know you're alive, mystery solved. You can go." "Mystery solved. You can go." He says, "I left.
Bye.
I left, but did you ever stop to think that maybe I did it for you?" I was like, "What?
My
Did it
eyes
for
bugged out
her?"
of my head. My eyes bugged out of my head when he said that. I said, excuse me, sir, what? For me? Oh,
Oh my God.
no. You did it for you.
That's
You
called
coward right there.
manipulation.
You're whatever lies you have to tell yourself so that you can sleep at night.
Well, she says that to him. She goes, "Are you dying, Eddie? Are you protecting government secrets? Were you kidnapped by international chill thieves? Because otherwise, the only person you did that for was yourself." And I was like, "Exactly. Thank you." She goes, "It was a nice, easy out. I get it. You know what? You got it. You're out." And he says, "You think it was that easy? It was the hardest thing I've ever had to do." And she's like, "Right." He says, "Forget it. I'm just gonna go." And they're like, "Fine, fine, fine." And then he leaves. And she's like, so annoyed.
Bye.
She's like, she grabs her coat and she follows him outside. And she's like, "Why, Eddie? Why?" He says, "Because, okay?" She's like, because.
Because of the wonderful things he does.
The
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful
wonderful
Wizard of
Wizard of Oz.
Oz.
That's our second Wizard of Oz reference today. That's so funny.
I know. First, he's,
The
not
Cowardly
courage.
Lion.
He's Courage the Cowardly Lion instead of Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Do you think you subconsciously have that in your head because of the be she says because so many times?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. He says, "No, because I couldn't even face you because I was ashamed." She's like,
Because
"Ashamed
you're
of what?"
a coward.
A coward. He says, "Because I couldn't even find a job. I couldn't pay rent. They turned my electricity off. I had cockroaches crawling on my arm." I was like, "Ew," and she fucked him in that house. And she's like, "Why would you think that would matter? I'm poor too. I'm just like you." And he says, "No, you are not just like me because you actually have a future and a life ahead of you." And she's like, "So do you, Eddie." And he says, No, don't you see?"
No,
"That's why
I
I
don't
punched
see.
Hudson. That's why I punched Hudson, because he was right and I knew he was right. Why are you the only one who can't see it, Joey? I'm nothing. I got nothing. I even got the rejection letter to prove it." And she's like, "They said you had promise, Eddie." He says, "Yeah, that's what they say to everyone that they reject." And she's like, "But in your case, it's true." He's like, "Let's just face facts. We're headed for two very different futures, and you deserve to be with the best guy in the room, not
Wait,
the
wait,
one who
wait.
picks up his trash."
Wait, 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 wait. He's basing his entire self-worth on one rejection letter.
Yep.
That is literally
Hilarious.
like putting in one application to one college, the only college you want to go to. And when you don't get it, saying that you're a nobody and a nothing and there's my self-worth. That is literally the same thing. What do most people do when they're ready to go to college? They apply to many different places, understanding that sure, there is probably one or two they'd rather go to more than others, but also recognizing the fact that you might not get into those.
Yeah, it's
So you
called being
apply to others.
realistic.
You have this piece of work that you want to publish. Why would you only send it to one publishing company? Why not multiple publishing companies? Why would you put all your eggs in one basket?
I was just thinking that. Yeah, don't put all your eggs in one basket,
And
dummy.
then literally base your rejection on your entire self-worth.
They say that to
Eddie,
everyone they reject.
he's supposed to be smart.
He's not. He's got emotional issues, obviously.
Yeah, he's got something, all right.
I don't know. Maybe he's got a big dick. Well, he basically like gives the same monologue that Pacey gave her in season
Yeah.
four.
Yeah, we have a little bit of a flashback to a Pacey insecurity right here. Only
Yeah.
I feel like this, I don't know if this is worse or about the same.
It was like the same. He goes, We're headed for two very different futures, and you deserve to be with the best guy in the room, not the one who picks up his trash. You're gonna have whatever you want in this life, Joey. And she says, I wanted you!
At least he didn't completely humiliate her in front of their entire class.
Yeah, he did it in private. He just left her.
Small miracles, I guess. He just disappeared. He ghosted her. I just am like, what? I don't know.
He says, no, you wanted that guy you met in English class, and I'm not him.
What? Did say, wait. Wait, hold up. Hold up, hold up, hold up. So this was also something that pissed me off, because like, so you're telling me the entire time you were sitting in that class being yourself with your opinions and your knowledge and whatever, the only thing you were lying about is actually going to the college, but you're
Right.
saying that wasn't you?
Yeah, he was
You have
pretty
multiple
real.
personality disorder or something, because I'm pretty sure that was still you. And then getting to know you at the bar, that was still you. I liked you for you. I didn't care about where you lived, what you did for a living, or any of that shit. She liked him. He's an idiot.
I guess he meant it as you wanted that guy in English class, the guy who she barely knew. And I don't fucking know. No, you're right. I agree with you. He says that, it makes no sense because he was literally the same person the whole time. Like, he was mean
What
to
do
her in
I mean?
class. He was mean to her in work. He was mean to her in public. And then his personality never really changed. This is the only time I
No.
see like a chink in his armor, you know, because
I know. I don't know. I
he
don't get it.
is so down on himself for no reason.
And then he pushes everybody else away because of it.
It's very
People who
weird.
do that end up alone in life. Don't push away the people that care about you guys. If you got issues, fucking deal with them. Stop being a coward and running away. There's my PSA for the day.
So he leaves. Joey's just like, whatever. Whatever, dude. I gotta go deal with some other bullshit.
I'm working. You just, if you, whatever. I gotta go back to my job
I have a
because, you
fake
know, I don't
pregnancy.
punch my clients.
I have a fake pregnancy I gotta go take care of.
Excuse me while I go fake puke in the toilet
I
from this conversation we just had.
know, not the fake baby.
Oh,
Hell's Bells is up, and guess what? Audrey's completely trashed. Emma watches her take a shot before she even gets on the stage, and Emma doing her like practice drum movement, she's watching her the whole
as
time.
she low key like rolled her eyes like, oh great, this isn't gonna end well.
Yep, exactly. And it
Guess what?
doesn't.
It doesn't.
Audrey's a piece of work, man.
She is a hot mess. She's fine for like the first 8 seconds, and then she can't keep beat. And then she said, fuck it, drops the mic, and then crowd surfs, all while tripping balls and getting dizzy. And like, ooh, pretty, it's probably time for bed. And then she gets on the stage, picks up the mic, I don't even know, says something, and then just passes out. And then next, the crowd was all like, yay, boo, instantly.
Yeah.
Instantly. They were loving the fact that she was fucking schnammered.
Wait, I missed it. Did you say she crowd surfed? Did you say
She
that?
crowd surfed. Yeah.
Yeah. She crowd
She.
surfs. She realizes she's like whacked out. She's like, you know.
Yeah, she's tripping balls, crowd surfing, gets back on the stage. I don't even know if she sang like another word or what she said, dropped the mic and just went nighty night right there on the stage. The
Yeah.
crowd went from loving her obnoxious ridiculousness to booing them
I know.
instantly.
Somebody in the audience was like,
She
she's.
sucks.
No, they said, no, they said, she's trashed or something like
Oh, yeah.
that.
Something.
They probably said that. I don't remember. I just remember a girl saying, she's trashed.
I thought somebody said she sucks. Maybe it was both of them and we heard two different things. I
She
don't know.
sucks. Yeah, probably.
But
It's funny.
oh my God. I'm just like this girl. Nobody's calling an ambulance or anything.
I
Nobody, they're all just staring at her. Nobody went over to be like, yo, are you all right? Like you just fucked this for us again, but like, are you alive? Do you need help?
know. The two girls that don't talk, they're literally like this to one another.
I know. They never gave us any lines. We're only here for our facial expressions.
She
Our
literally
excellent
just
facial expressions.
yeah. All
That
right,
was.
so now we cut to the party, Pacey's party. I'm just gonna call it Pacey's party. And Rich Rinaldi introduces him to the owner of Steptech Industries, this guy who I don't remember his name. And Pacey is informed in that moment that he's getting a promotion, and like you said earlier, that his name is going to be on all the paperwork for this business that he's doing for Steptech. And Pacey's like, "Oh, I wasn't aware of this. Rich didn't tell me." And then Pacey kind of downplays himself about being kind of, he's like, "Yeah, I'm surprised that I was chosen to do this. I'm kind of green and everything." But, and the owner's just like, "Oh, well, I thought that you would be the perfect guy for this." And Rich is like, "Pacey, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you're the perfect guy for the job. Like, stop." And he kind of like pulls himself back, you know? He's like, "Oh no, I am happy to take the fall for whatever you guys are trying to pull on me. So sure, I'll be that guy. Thank you."
Yeah. Don't let me ask any questions. It's all right, 'cause I'm getting the death glare from the boss, and then you're sure.
You're right. It's like he wasn't allowed to ask any questions. Like I would have been like,
Oh.
"Well, what paperwork is my name going to be on? Because I want to be like, I want it to be legal."
I would be asking questions too,
Yeah.
especially if none of this was discussed before you sat me in this big ass chair.
Very weird.
Obviously, this guy's in on it, and this guy I already know don't like me.
Yeah. He's totally in on it. He's
Oh
like,
yeah, he knows. They're gonna set him up for him to oh, we didn't know anything about any of this. This is all on him. Don't come after this company. No. We'll fire him.
I'm half tempted to look it up, but I don't want to. Steptech Industries.
Yeah.
So now Harley tells Joey that she's like, "I know you're mad at me. I apologize." And Joey's like, "I'm not mad at you." And Harley's like, "Well, what happened?" And then Joey gives her like the breakdown of what happened. She's like, "He's gone. He's given up. And his stories are really good, but he'll never do anything with them. He'll probably just rot away in Worcester for the rest of his life, and there's nothing I can do." And Harley's like, "Look, my dad. Look at my asshole dad. Just go ask him. He'll help." And she's like, "No way. I'm not asking your dad to read his stories. He'd never help him. And if, even if he wanted to, Eddie would never let him." And Harley
Well,
says,
but Eddie doesn't know, won't hurt him. And he
"I
don't
know."
know a whole lot, apparently.
Eddie, Eddie knows nothing. He could have used his like opportunity as a fake student to like get to know Hudson.
Right?
Eddie
Something.
was a fake student. He pretended to be a student, and it turned out that wasn't. Like that's what he did. He went to one English class. Harley's like, "Well, it's worth a try. If my dad hates it, then Eddie will never know. But if he loves it, then there's more of a chance. It's better than him rotting away in Worcester forever." So then Joey's like, "Hudson, can you read these short stories?" And he's like, "You do know that I'm brutally honest, right?" And she's like, "Yeah, I'm aware." He thinks that they're hers, and she's like, "No." And then she shows them, and he immediately says no. And Joey's like, "All you have to do is read them. Just give him some encouragement." And he's like, "I don't care. He punched me in the face." He's like, "And he kidnapped my daughter." She's like, "He did not kidnap your daughter. He gave her a ride
So
home."
dramatic, sir.
Yeah, he was kind of funny in this episode. And he's like, "Harley, let's go. We're leaving. Because this bitch just asked me to read her dumbass boyfriend's short stories." So they're ready to leave. And Harley takes the manuscript. And then she's like, "Don't worry, I'll work on him." And Joey's like, "Oh, don't forget your bag." And Harley's like, "Shh, a plan. We already said all this. Audrey's singing terribly. Blah blah blah. Audrey's just a fucking fuck up. I can't stand her." Hudson comes back to Hell's Kitchen.
Poor Audrey. We loved her until we didn't love her anymore.
I know. What happened? What happened to her
We're a
character?
tough crowd, man. We love you when you're up, and we hate you when you're down at your lowest points. What's up with
I
that?
know. What does that
Screw
say?
you and your problems. You're not entertaining me anymore. You're pissing me off.
Well, I guess that does make us sound like assholes. At
Think
least
about it for a
me.
second. Think about it for a second. I'm always defending these guys, and you're like, I hate them.
So Hudson's back at Hell's Kitchen to pick up Harley's backpack, and he's like, "Your plan worked. Harley bugged me enough to read his stupid stories." And she's like, oh my God, you read them? What'd you think? And he goes, well, they're overwrought and derivative, but they do show a writer with potential. And Joey's like, you think he has potential? And Henson's like, don't make me say it again. And Joey's like, there's got to be something you can do. Can you like send it to a publisher? And he's like, he's not ready for that. And Henson's like, look, I know somebody who teaches at the California Writers Workshop. Maybe I can write him a recommendation. He's like, let me know what he says. And Joey's like, well, I think you should tell him yourself. And Henson's like, I'm not doing that. The kid punched me. I can get him into his program, but I kind of think that's enough. And Joey says, he's given up and we're not on the best of terms. And Henson's like, great, great saga. I don't care. It's up to you. The ball's in your court. You want to convince him? Let me know what happens. And they leave it at that. I mean, I think it's nice that Henson's doing this for him, considering, if somebody punched me in the face, I certainly wouldn't want to talk to them ever again or help them.
No,
But,
I don't blame him. He's being a big person.
right.
He's looking beyond the fact that he got punched in the face, even though he was being a dick
Right. He was
to
being
begin
a
with.
dick.
He was being a dick to begin with.
Maybe that's how he's rationalizing it.
Yeah, maybe.
I kind of deserved it, so maybe I can like.
He's putting his pride aside. So
He's making the universe right, I guess.
he's showing some growth as a person today.
Yeah.
I'm okay with him today. He doesn't piss me off so much.
No, he's really funny in this episode.
Yeah, I liked him.
This is when the mystery woman appears as Pacey's leaving, and he's like, I didn't get your name. He's like, how am I supposed to call you if you don't give me your name? And she's like, tonight was a big night for you, wasn't it? She's like, I saw you and Rich go in the Rogers private office. Oh, Rogers' his name. Let me guess, you're moving up in the world? Maybe offered you a big promotion, a big raise? And he's like, are you a reporter? And she's like, I think you should ask yourself why this has all been so easy, or if it's just a little too good to be true. And then she's like, good luck, Pacey. And then she gets in her car and leaves. She's like, bye. She waves at him like this. Bye. See you later, Pace. You're not even looking. She's like, bye. She was being so seductive and cute, right?
And
And
then all of a
serious.
sudden she's awkward, like, bye, have a good night. Think about your choices.
She gets even more awkward because she's like this. Casey's like, oh, she's weird. Why is she waving like
I don't even know.
It didn't even happen. That Oh my God. I'm getting tired, that's why.
Oh my God, are the roles reversed this time? Steven's the one who's a little loopy and
I
tired.
know.
I'm just thinking about like what I'm
Cleaning.
doing when we're done. I'm thinking about cleaning. Yeah, I have
Oh, good.
energy.
I'm glad you're not in the moment with me. Thank you.
I am in the moment. Have I been? Have I? Are you not entertained?
I guess.
Okay.
All right. Audrey gets home. She's trashed. She, like you said, she finds a bottle. She finds a hidden bottle of brown liquor in her drawer. I want to say it
She
was
left it right.
whiskey. Let's say it
No,
was.
yeah, it's probably whiskey.
Yeah. Whiskey is so
Tequila
gross.
can be brown though too, can it?
Not
Yeah.
that brown. Tequila is more like gold, like
Amber.
looking. Yeah. It's either white or like.
Clear. You mean clear?
Yeah. White, clear. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Okay.
White,
You
clear.
mean clear? Same thing, right? No.
Clear.
Not the same thing.
Don't
Stick to the clear stuff, guys.
drink the white stuff. It's not tequila.
Ramchada, no.
Oh, oh my
I don't
God.
know.
I can't drink that.
It's some kind of liqueur. A liqueur.
So she like chugs it and she looks at herself in the mirror and she like I guess she realizes that she's just a mess. So she goes and she dumps it down the sink in the bathroom and then she drops the bottle and it's broken on the floor conveniently. And then she stumbles into bed. She lays in bed with her shoes on and she falls asleep. This is when Joey goes to Eddie's house in Worcester. I'm assuming she took the train or the bus and it took her 2 hours to get there.
My God.
just to give him back his story, she's like, I don't think this belongs in the garbage. She's like, I gave it to Hudson. He said he can help you get into the California's Writers Workshop. And he's like, you gave this to Hudson? What's the point? They're not gonna let me in. And even if they did, I can't afford that place. It's so expensive. She's like, maybe. She goes, maybe there's a scholarship or some financial aid.
You don't know until you try, and the whole point is that you try.
Yeah,
If
that's
you
a
want
fair
him bad
point.
enough, you gotta freaking grab that shit, you know?
She goes,
Grr.
this is a real shot, Eddie. I suggest you take it. She's like, if you want to be a coward about our re Oh, she calls him a coward too. That's why you called him a coward, probably.
Well, yeah, no, that's definitely why I called him a coward, because she called him a coward first, and
Cool.
she's just, you know, she's just saying what I'm thinking, so I'm thinking what she's saying.
She says, if you want to be a coward about our relationship and run out on me, that's fine. But don't be a coward about this. This is your life. Don't give up so easily. And she's like, I gotta go. Like, you just got there. The worst her.
Spent that time on the train, and I gotta go.
Oh, wait. Worcester is an hour away, not two.
Yeah, he was 2 hours away
Yeah,
or something.
Worcester's not. Because when they go to the No Doubt concert, he says Worcester's an hour away. So,
Yeah, he knew where it was, and that's where his dad works, so that makes sense that that's where he would be.
yeah,
Home, sweet home.
that makes sense.
Yeah.
She's like, you know what? I'm not leaving yet. I got something else to say to you. She says, you know, a long time ago, you told me that you wanted to be one of those people who took chances and really lived life. But I guess that was just a line, huh? You're just afraid of me, of yourself, of just living your life. And he's like, yeah, all accurate. And she's like, so now what? Are you just gonna sit here and rot away in Worcester in this shitty house?
Worcester is the worst because it's a Worcestershire.
God, her and the house is so nice. So then he
Yeah.
leaves and he kisses her, and she's like, no, wrong answer. It's too late for that. And she's like, I gotta leave. I gotta go. So then he stops her and he's like, I love you. I love you, Joey. I don't want you to go. I don't want it to be too late. She says, I love you too, Eddie. And she does her like odd smile. And then she's like, all right, I gotta leave. And then she like walks away. She passes like some weeds or whatever. She like leaves.
It's too late to apologize. It's
Exactly.
too late.
It's a shame that song wasn't out during then. They could have just added that.
Oh, no.
We see Joey walking into her dorm, and she like sees Audrey's asleep. She's under the covers now, and she goes to pick something up off the floor, and then she notices the broken bottle in the bathroom, and she rushes over to Audrey and she tries to wake her up, and she's not being responsive. She's like, Audrey, 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 and she's like shaking her. She's not doing anything, and then she calls 911, and we
We're
get the end
assuming.
credits.
We're assuming. Would help though. Hopefully she's calling her or not. Jen, what do I do?
Oh, I would hope she was calling 911.
Yeah, no. We know Joey's smarter. She's smarter than that.
I thought we would get to be continued on this episode, didn't you?
Yeah, and we didn't. I guess they didn't think that it needed a part two.
No, I guess Joey having a robbery episode was more important, so they gave that a to be continued to lead into it.
Right. And then when they did the second part of it wasn't even like a continuation. It was like they played that shit off like it wasn't that big of a deal. Oh yeah, by the way, did you know that Joey got robbed the other day?
Know.
Usually when they do a part two, the second part picks up exactly where part one left, and
Oh, well,
they
that is what happened then with that episode. So you're right.
yeah, it's weird.
They picked right up where Joey was, so that makes sense.
It was
No,
just weird
yeah.
that everybody was just they kind of like I don't know. I just feel like when we watched it, it was like that they just got forgotten, right? Like there wasn't like a big make out, like nobody made a big deal out of it. Like, oh my God, are you okay? So this happened. Like it wasn't like the talk of the town. I feel like that it should have been the talk of the town.
Yeah, they were just sort of like taking care of her. And then she was just like, I'm fine, I'm fine.
What is it about the show having like big things happen and then nobody talking about it? like a car getting driven through the living room. Nobody was mad. Everybody was so like blasé and whatever about it, and it only got brought up like twice.
It's been like that the whole like series. They
So
do
weird.
it all the time. They just
So weird. Why am I not talking about the elephants in the room, guys?
Yeah.
Why?
There's like these big moments that happen, and then they like the next
And then
episode, like
it's over. It's like, oh, well, that's done. It was a week ago. Nobody cares anymore. I'm moving on.
they'll mention it, but it's just like the character that it happened to is never like, it's like, it's fine.
It's fine. It's okay.
You
It's okay.
almost killed my family and my little sister, but you know, fine, Audrey. I'll drive you to where you need to go.
You tell me where you gotta go. Don't you worry about my house and my family and the fact that they can't live there now. You displaced my mom and sister.
You displace them.
You've displaced them until they can fix the living room because the house is now exposed to the outside elements.
Yeah, that Pacey's paying for.
Yeah. Paisley's paying for it. And probably on his record now. And his car, his brand new car, is probably trashed or
Yeah,
totaled.
it was his car, yeah, so.
He's paying for that too.
Oh my God, these
Man,
people are
Pacey should
so
pay for her
dumb.
or something. He should just be like, just get away from me. You just want to ruin my shit.
I would have
Nobody
had her
holds this girl
arrested.
to accountability. She never has any accountability for her actions.
None. I would have had that bitch arrested if she drove a car through my house. My
Girl's got to
brand
learn
new car.
somehow. Girl's got to learn somehow.
And Deputy Doug was like, "You're really willing to take the fall for this girl?" Yes, Doug, I'm willing to do it. Just
Oh,
let me
Dougie.
cover it.
Teach me how to Dougie. Teach me how to Dougie.
I wish Dougie would teach me how to Dougie.
Oh,
Next episode is episode 13, Rock Bottom. So I think this is the episode where Audrey goes to rehab.
they try to make me go to rehab, and I said, no,
No,
no, no.
no, no. All right. Well, Jamie, do you have any final thoughts on the episode?
I am ready to watch the next one. I cannot wait because I don't remember how everything like happens. I don't remember how it happens, but I'm excited for Audrey to get the help that she needs.
I agree. I do want to see how they work this out because I don't know where it goes either. I don't remember any of this.
Me either.
It was a good episode though. I did really like it. I liked a lot of the lines that Joey had. It was funny. She was funny. But I do have a funny thing to mention. So there's an actress who was in Kevin Williamson's series Wasteland, and she was in Teaching Mrs. Tingle. Her name's Marissa Coughlin.
Okay.
We were having like a conversation the other day. This is what I think is so funny about social media. Like, I follow all of these actors that like I watched like forever, right?
Right.
And she was one of the actors who was in Kevin Williamson's projects. And I just made a comment to her, or I responded to something that she posted about Wasteland. And I said, "We really want to recap Wasteland on our podcast, but the show is so hard to find anywhere. I remember being so mad that it was canceled when it was. That was prime Williamson era work right there." And she responded back and she said, "I would love that. I thought someone said they found it." And, you know, we were having just, you know, conversation. And I said, "Oh, and happy birthday." And she said, "Thank you." It's such a small conversation I had with her. Like the same thing with,
That's so awesome.
yeah, like it's so funny to me that I'm talking to the actress that I watched in movies that I was like,
You're talking to celebrities, Stephen. You're like, we're
but
like
it's.
mini, 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 mini celebrities, but you were talking to like actual celebrities.
It's so crazy to me. I like
You're a celebrity too. You've been on TV, you know.
I'm the
You're
biggest celebrity.
the biggest one. Yeah, I know. You were on like national TV.
I wish that Kevin Williamson would respond back to me. That's all.
Oh well, he's busy. That's like it's like Dawson trying to get through to Steven Spielberg.
My God, I know. I'll never get to talk to Kevin Williamson. But anyway, I think social media is interesting in that way. Like it's fun connecting with people like that.
Social media is awesome when it's used for good.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
When
it's terrible when it's used for evil purposes.
Well, Jamie, this has been such a fun recap.
Well, I'm so glad, Stephen.
It'll probably be cut out of the episode, but you spent probably like 20 minutes looking for a band that I've never heard of. So,
When I find it, I will let you know.
I'm
I'll
invested
find it.
now, so I want to know who it
I
is. And
swear I put an L in their name somewhere. I don't know.
it's probably someone I've never even heard of.
Lyrics. Wait,
You figured it out.
wait. I'm gonna look right now and see if I'm crazy. I think I figured it out.
The Lilacs.
Lyrics. Yeah.
That I've never heard of that in my life.
Wait, let me find the actual album. These are releases.
Lilacs.
Lilacs, Tiger Lily, none of these. This album came out in 2003. They have only this one song on here? Really? Hold on. Is this it? And the main singer's gone. Yeah. Lilacs. I knew it started with an L. And I knew I was going to remember eventually. And I did. Came out
Lilac.
in 2003. Those are the singles, though. Where the hell's the whole album? It's weird.
It's in your car.
It is in my car. They don't really have a lot on Spotify for some reason.
That's annoying.
I don't know.
Well, you'll figure it out.
I know.
Well, Jamie, why don't we call it a night and end the episode? What do you say?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, Jamie, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Jaylin underscore book lover.
Oh, beautiful.
Please. Thank you very much.
If you want to find us, you can follow us on Instagram and on Threads at Creek Talk Podcast and on Twitter at Creek Talk Pod. You can join our Facebook group and engage with us over there. If you want to send us any type of feedback or any type of story related to the show, you can email us at creektalkpodcast@gmail.com or you can DM us on Instagram. We would love to hear from you. And if you're feeling generous, you can always give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts, as well as a 5-star rating on Spotify. It's completely free and it helps us out so much. So please do that for us. We would greatly appreciate it. And if you're feeling like super generous, you can always join our Patreon, where at the $5 level, you'll get access to exclusive monthly bonus content, as well as early access to our weekly episodes. We are currently finished recapping Glory Days, and we have a whole season of that you can go listen to, as well as a whole season of Young Americans. They're unedited and they're a lot longer, and we bullshit a lot over there. So go join and listen to some more content from us. You will love it. But for now, we hope everybody has a great weekend. Thank you for listening. Don't still be friends with your friends who drive through your house with a car. Like, it's just not worth it.
Oh my God.
We'll be back next week with an all new episode of Creek Talk Podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so I found it.
Oh, God.
Lilac songs showed up in three things: Freaky Friday in 2003, 13 Going on 30, and then Legacies Season 2, Episode 5, which is
That's it.
a TV show. It was only in three things.
I remember watching Freaky Friday, but I don't remember the movie. That was so long ago.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, that's the artist I found. I'm so happy.
Lilacs.
Lyrics.
Great. All right. Well, this is not good content for the end of the episode, okay? I'm going to end it.
Okay, sorry.
Talking about the creek, creek talk, talking about the creek, creek talk, talking about the creek, talking about Dawson's Creek.